This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Shanning and Julian. Now, in about half an hour, we'll be speaking with Oh Yi Sun, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs on PKR's ongoing Cold War. But in the meantime, let's talk a little bit about Petronas and Khazanah. Now, Petronas has confirmed that the Sarawak state's government lawsuit against the national oil and gas company to claim the non-payment of the 5% sales tax on petroleum products. So they've confirmed that that is ongoing. And the legal action comes amid rising demands from Sabah and Sarawak for the federal government to honour its electoral pledge to increase oil royalties by Petronas.
So Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir said last month that Putrajaya was still trying to work out how to give Sabah and Sarawak more money without hurting Petronas. He had previously said that the pledge to increase royalties from 5 to 20% was not workable. Therefore, the Sarawak state government is believed to have introduced the sales tax on petroleum products to circumvent the delays in getting these higher royalties.
Yep. So, they are giving Petronas until the end of October to pay the amount owed, and this has since lapsed. The amount sought by Sarawak from Petronas is not known, but the state government could generate close to about 4 billion ringgit, based on the sales tax imposed on all operating oil and gas companies. Petronas is said to be the only oil and gas company that has not paid the sales tax to Sarawak.
So it all basically comes down to this is the result of two legal acts, you know, that are causing this deadlock. Because on the federal side, there's the Petroleum Development Act of 1974, or the PDA, which gives Petronas the exclusive right for the exploration and exploitation of any oil and gas resources in the whole country, so including Sabah and Sarawak. But under the Sarawak State's Oil Mining the Oil Mining Ordinance Act of 1958, all of the participants in Sarawak's oil and gas industry will need to procure necessary licenses and leases from Petros, which is the Sarawak state-owned company. So it's a bit of a push and pull between these two players.
Yeah, as a result, in June 2018, Petronas brought the matter up to the federal court, seeking to declare PDA as the rule of the land, which is the Petroleum Development Act. Now, the federal court dismissed the application by saying that the jurisdiction is within the High Court. So if the PDA is deemed as legitimate over the OMO, then the sales tax on Petronas is effectively nullified. But the matter still remains inconclusive since then.
Yeah, there are differing views to this, actually, because the Sarawak State Legislative Assembly Deputy Speaker, Dato Garawat Gala, he says that the OMO, the Ordinance of Mining, Oil Mining Ordinance Act of 1958 precedes the Petroleum Development Act, which only came about in 1974. So the state, he says, has a right to impose sales taxes on Petronas. But of course, other people are saying that this PDA, the Petroleum Development Act of 1974, is part of the Constitution and therefore cannot be challenged.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a debate happening at the moment, because there have been questions over whether even Sarawak has the right to impose this sales tax on petroleum products. So Emeritus Professor Dato' Syed Salim Faruqi questioned this because these petroleum products are in the federal list under the 9th schedule of the Constitution. But nevertheless, you know, Dato' Garawat Gala still pointed out that the OMO hasn't been replaced by the PDA or any other law. So it's still nevertheless valid and applicable in Sarawak.
Yeah. So I think all this stems from the ever-present election manifesto, which a lot of the points there have not been fulfilled. And one of which is the government's, the ex-opposition, now government manifesto to promise the increase of oil royalties from 5% to 20%, which Tun Dr. Mahathir, of course, said cannot be fulfilled, hard to fulfill. So I think this is where the situation is right now, this push and pull.
Yeah, but there has to be some conversation. I mean, there's some real serious discussion between Sarawak and also the federal government and also Petronas. To be fair to the Sarawak state, I mean, they are looking for a more equitable share in revenue, right? Because it is coming from their offshore oil assets, so, you know, and this has been ongoing for 45 years. Let's hope there's some resolution, whether it is in the court or maybe through state government and federal government and Petronas.
Perhaps we will just see something sorted out at the negotiation table. But Khazanah has also been in the news this morning because, according to Deputy Economic Affairs Minister Dr. Mohamed Razi Mohamed Jidin, as of June this year, Khazanah National has made 6.4 billion ringgit worth of investments. About 10% of that amount was channeled into new stocks in both China and India. So 553 million has been placed in the public market in China, while the remaining 84 million was invested in the Indian stock market. Now, Khazanah has also purchased new shares in China's largest online financial company, Ant Financial, and CIMB Group since Pakatan Harapan won the federal election last year.
I think also since the elections, Khazanah clearly has changed its strategic investment direction, right? I mean, they used to have quite a lot of overseas assets and they've been selling some of it down. And some of the names include the BDO Unibank, which is, I think, a Filipino bank, Farfetch for 771 million ringgit, for example, C Limited, Infosys, which is an Indian company, for 201 million ringgit, and PTCP Indonesia for 196. Finally, a partial stake sale in Titan Industries for 89 million ringgit. I think some of this was to claw back to make some profits for some of the losses that Khazanah had suffered on their books.
Yeah, also they have put about 5.7 billion ringgit into Alibaba, which is going to list in Hong Kong soon. My whole question to this is the strategic positioning of Khazanah, which they stated was their main intention to clarify that strategic positioning post-election. We know that this department has also been shifted from the MOF to now Economic Affairs Ministry under Azmin. So there is a lot of politics behind the whole purpose of Khazanah in Malaysia right now. And I'm not sure whether stock market investments into China and India are strategic positions. Or just routine stock market investments. I don't think they're a bad thing because those are growing markets. But I think the strategic position of Khazanah needs to be clarified because they are, after all, managing close to 150 billion ringgit in funds.
Yeah, I'm curious also, what is the asset allocation, right? What is the focus? Is it going to be non-listed equities entities? So you're looking more like a PE fund, like a private equity fund? Or actually, are you like a public fund manager where you buy just equities? Or is it a combination of all the above? And also, is the country allocation focus going to be still Malaysia, which in the past it hasn't been, or is it offshore? And in offshore, which markets do you think are really growing? That is not really revealed to us. Mm-mm. But the point is also, you know, what is the purpose, like you say, Julian, what is the purpose of Khazanah? Because we have many overlapping, almost government-linked investment companies.
Sovereign wealth funds.
Yeah. So who does what is the big question, right? I'm curious.
Lots of questions still outstanding. And last month, if we remember, Khazanah divested 18.8 billion ringgit worth of assets. That was revealed by Dato' Sri Mohamed Azmin Ali. They divested this between May of 2018 and June of 2019. So returns from those will be channeled into new investments as well as repaying mature debts. But right now we're heading into the 7:30 news. And up next, we'll be speaking with Rana Mitter, Director of the University of Oxford China Centre, about Hong Kong. And that's happening after this 7:30 news bulletin. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.